In his campaign for re-election, Mayor Bloomberg pointed repeatedly to rising test scores among New York City public school students as proof that he had reformed the education system. Scores did go up dramatically this year on state exams. And during the mayoral debates, Bloomberg predicted city scores would also rise on this year's national math exams.
We're optimistic that we will beat the state and show real progress.
Today, the federal government released the math scores for big cities, including New York, and the results were flat. WNYC's Beth Fertig joins me now to explain. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Amy.
The federal agency in charge of the test says there was no significant difference between how city students scored on its last exam in 2007 and now. How did they do?
I'll explain it. The test is called the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP. It's also called the Nation's Report Card, and the scores are on a 500-point scale. In New York City, the average fourth-grade scores went up 1 point from 2007, and the eighth-grade scores went up 3 points from 2007. Now, in Bloomberg's favor, that is a little bit more than the statewide average increase, but it's pretty much the same that we saw everywhere. Throughout the country this year, fourth-grade scores were flat. Eighth grade scores went up a little bit. The 3-point increase in New York that I mentioned, NAEP does not consider that to be statistically significant. Now, that's because they don't give the exam to everyone. They give it to a sample of students that's supposed to be, you know, demographically reflective of each district. They have their own calculation of what's a significant change. So this year, a 3-point change in New York City wasn't considered significant by how they measure things.
So how did the Bloomberg administration respond to this? They've been adamant in arguing that students have improved.
Yes. And in fact, last night, you could tell that they were very worried about this because the city's Department of Education sent reporters long charts and graphs explaining their argument that this does not mean progress has stalled. Chancellor Klein also met with reporters today, and what he was saying is that the test scores in New York City have gone up continuously since 2003. Between 2003 and 2007, there was a big gain. So it's okay if they were, you know, sort of flat this year. That doesn't begrudge the fact that test scores were going up. He says you have to look at the long run. And he also argues that the fact that the scores went up 3 points this year among New York City eighth graders, it does mean something, he says.
If we went down 3 points, it wouldn't be statistically significant. Does anybody in this room think going up 3 points isn't a lot better than going down 3 points? So because of the nature of sampling, you have this year-to-year impact, but that's why you want to look cumulatively.
Yes, and Klein is a great lawyer. Remember, he was the guy who busted Microsoft when he worked for the U.S. Justice Department. So he can look at this methodology and say, well, they decided 3 points wasn't significant this year, but in other places it was, so maybe it's okay.
Well, I suppose you can use data and manipulate it however you want, but what does the federal government say? How did New York City stack up against other big cities when the scores came out today?
The feds consider New York one of the more successful big cities. You know, and we have been for years. Our city eighth graders, even though only 26% of eighth graders were considered proficient on the national math exam, and 35% of fourth graders were considered proficient, that's a lot better than in other big cities. And it has been for years. New York scores have been better than, you know, Chicago, Washington, D.C. Detroit was just at the bottom today. Mm. New York continued to perform better than the average for big cities in terms of, you know, the increases. And they attribute that to stability in New York City and Boston, where the scores went up. They believe the systems have been pretty stable for years. We've had Chancellor Klein and Mayor Bloomberg running the system now for almost 8 years. But they are concerned about the achievement gap. What you see is when you measure white students' scores against blacks and Latinos, even over this 6-year period, if we look at it, it really hasn't changed. There's about a 25 or 35 point difference, whether it's fourth or eighth graders, in the gap between black and Hispanic students and whites. That's not a significant increase. Yeah. Chancellor Klein would argue that, well, all students are going up, so it's been on a parallel track.
Beth, we talked earlier this year, I think in October, about the same issue when the federal government released English scores. And again, there was this big discrepancy between what we're seeing on the national level with these national tests and how students have been doing on state tests. They've been doing really well. They had big gains. State math test scores, I believe, for eighth graders showed 71% were proficient. Now, that's a far cry from what was being found with this national test today. What does the Bloomberg administration say to that? Is this evidence that the state tests are not very reliable?
Yes. I should just correct you, Amy, that when in October, the test that you're referring to, that was the national math score. It was released for state by state. Today, they released it for urban areas. There's 18 urban areas that they released the breakdown for today. So once again, we're seeing that state test scores went up dramatically for New York City this year. Something like 81% of students in elementary and middle school were reaching the state standards. But again, only a third or less were meeting the national standards. So we saw that in the fall when they released the scores for the states, the big difference between the national scores and the state scores. Now we're seeing it again for New York City. And what the chancellor would say and what New York State says is that that shows that you have to raise the state standards. The state education commissioner is committed to doing that. They're looking at the tests. They're looking at what standards, what's taught in every grade. And the Obama administration wants national standards, and New York has signed on to that. So Joel Klein says, you know, he's all for that. In addition to looking at things over the long run, you have to change the standards because otherwise these state tests belie, it doesn't look like there's been as much progress. But he would say, and I want to point this out, that New York City students have been going up consistently on the state tests compared to other students in the test in the state. So even if you would argue that those tests are flawed, as the union does, especially if you're going to talk about grading the performance of teachers, right, deciding which schools to close, Chancellor Klein still says that we're grading them apples to apples. You're looking at New York City students compared to other New York State students, and the scores have been going up.
WNYC's Beth Fertig, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.